America weekend.
There's a lady who's sure all it glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Led Zeppelin. Jimmy Page. Turns out Jimmy's still getting the lead out, if you know what I mean. Which leads us to this week's entertainment report. Here is Christina Stoffo.
Well, Ed, Led Zeppelin rock legend Jimmy Page obviously still has what it takes in the love department, whether that be in the bedroom or with his bank account. Page is now 71. His girlfriend, 25 years old. Yep, you heard me right. 25 years old. Just to put this into perspective, Page has a 44-year-old daughter. Oh, and the girlfriend and the daughter both have the same first name, Scarlett. My creepy meter right now going off like crazy. Get the tissues ready. Young girls around the world are in a deep depression about Zayn Malik announcing that he will be leaving the One Direction tour that's going on right now because of stress-related issues, potentially over a cheating scandal. I guess he was seen leaving a club in Thailand holding the hand of a girl who is not his fiance. Well,
young ones, don't fret,
because there are a ton of other boy bands out there that sound exactly the same and also wear tight pants. Vin Diesel's been paying tribute to his close friend Paul Walker ever since his tragic death, and he continued that at the advanced screening of Furious 7. He said that this was probably the hardest movie he ever had to film, and that it was a labor of love. Diesel and his girlfriend recently had a baby girl, and they named her Pauline after the late Paul Walker. He said he felt the presence of Walker in the delivery room. And I know, Ed, I've talked about this before, but now that it's 100% confirmed by Fox, it's worthy of a second mention.
It is?
The X-Files will indeed be coming back for a 6-series event. No premiere date has been announced just yet, but Chris Carter had this to say about the return of the X-Files. Quote,
"The good news is that the world has only gotten that much stranger. A perfect time to tell these 6 stories."
Ed, this is the best news I've heard all year. With this week's Entertainment Update, I'm Christina Stoffo. Ed, back to you.
The biggest news she's heard all year. Really? The biggest? I know it's only 3 months into the year, but the biggest news she's heard all year? Come on now. That means either one of two things. Either she's the biggest X-Files fan in the history of the world, or it's been a pretty boring year so far for the lovely Christina. We'll have to find out and see which is true. Either way, Christina will be back next week. Okay. For this next segment, we found the perfect bumper music. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
And don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes blue.
That's right for you music aficionados out there. And for folks who just can't get enough of sappy 70s music, don't it make your brown eyes blue. Crystal Gayle. Well, that leads us into our next story. Laser procedures that can turn your brown eyes blue. From the piercing blue eyes of Paul Newman to the steely gaze of Daniel Craig, blue eyes have always been a measure of attractiveness. Editor's note, I have blue eyes, and yes, folks, I am beautiful. But exactly why they make hearts throb and catapult actors and models to stardom is a point of conjecture. Well, theories range from evolutionary psychologists who say that blue-eyed women in Paleolithic societies had a better chance of standing out in the crowd. Others feel that pupil dilation, a signifier of attraction, is easier to see in lighter eyes. Either way, just 17% of the world's population has blue eyes. Wow! So I am within the small minority of gorgeous people. 17% of the world has blue eyes. Do you? Sorry. For the majority of the world's population, an estimated 80%, those elusive movie star eyes can usually only be obtained with the aid of colored contact lenses. But today, there's a medical procedure that can permanently turn your brown eyes blue. Pioneered by Stroma Medical, the laser procedure works by eliminating the brown melanin that's present in the anterior layers of the iris. The fundamental principle is that under every brown eye is a blue eye. This according to Dr. Greg Homer, and he told this to CNN, adding that there is no actual blue pigmentation in the eye. The only difference between a brown eye and a blue eye is this very thin layer of pigment on the surface. If you take that pigment away, then the light can enter the stroma, the little fibers that look like bicycle spokes in a light eye. And when the light scatters, it only reflects back the shortest wavelengths, and that's the blue end of the spectrum. I don't care about the science, I'm just happy I have blue eyes. He said the effect is similar to the Rayleigh scattering of sunlight in the sky, the physics that make our sky appear blue. The company says it has developed a laser treatment that disrupts the layer of pigment, causing the body to begin removing the tissue naturally. Nothing gets more natural than that, right, folks? While the procedure takes all of 20 seconds, the blue eyes lurking underneath do not emerge for several weeks. He said that Stroma Medical wanted to develop a procedure that was safer, cheaper, and more convenient than any of the alternatives currently on the market. While it has yet to get the green light from regulatory bodies here in the U.S., the company's medical board has said that preliminary studies show the surgery is safe. So far, just 17 patients in Mexico and 20 in Costa Rica have undergone the treatment. So 37 people worldwide have gone through this revolutionary procedure that will make the entire world gorgeous. Are you running to sign up for this now? Okay. It's difficult to work out a way to injure someone with this laser because the energy is so low, he said. The laser treats only the iris and does not enter the pupil or treat any portion of the inside of the eye where the nerves affecting the vision are located. And the cost of turning your brown eyes blue? Dr. Homer says Stroma Medical would charge about $5,000 for this 20-second procedure. Industry reaction to the process has been muted. Ophthalmologists who deal with people's eyes, Homer concedes, have every right to be skeptical for the simple fact they are dealing with one of the most sensitive organs in the human body. Saj Khan, an ophthalmologist at the London Eye Hospital, told CNN the treatment raised some red flags. Wouldn't they be blue? I don't know. The main concern with you can make those red flags blue, I would imagine, with another laser procedure. The main concern with any procedure that involves releasing pigment inside the eye is that the pigment can clog up the normal drainage canals, which can in turn cause the pressure inside the eye to go up, he said. If that happens significantly enough for long enough, it's how patients develop glaucoma. He said that while Stroma Medical claims that the particles released by the process are too fine to cause glaucoma and that any complications were likely to be short-term and easily remedied, a risk still remains. You know, when someone starts tossing the word glaucoma into the equation, if I had brown eyes, I think I would be quite happy with the brown eyes. Theory has some sense to it, but without seeing long-term outcomes and without seeing patients that have been treated in this way, I wouldn't commit to it myself, Khan said. In the meantime, Homer says there are no shortage of potential customers wanting to have the irreversible procedure performed on them. It's not a goal of our company to promote blue eyes, he said. From my experience, what most people are after is the translucence of the blue eye rather than the color of the blue eye. But didn't we just talk about how everybody thinks that blue eyes are beautiful and wonderful and the sign of this Greek godlike beauty? So, okay, well, you don't really want the blue eye. You just kind of want the blue eye. So let us aim our laser at your eye. The people who seem most vigilant about pursuing this always have a story about being young and in the presence of a sibling or a friend who had light eyes, and the friend is being told how beautiful their eyes are, and it sticks with them. This is still from Homer. That seems to be something they've carried around with them. Would it be better for them to get over it? Probably. And he finishes by saying, all your problems don't go away because you've changed your eye color, but I do believe that people like to express themselves a certain way, and it's nice when they have the freedom to do that. Again, that's Dr. Greg Homer with this idea. You know, isn't it amazing how people can't accept the way they simply are and the way they were made? If you have brown eyes, great. If you have green eyes, great. I could tell you 50 people that have green eyes that are drop-dead gorgeous. The same thing with brown eyes and hazel eyes and, of course, blue eyes and the whole thing. But we chase this unreachable attribute of beauty just because we feel that we are lacking because of what we watch on TV. We take a look at Kim Kardashian breaking the internet, and all of a sudden, that is the ideal. That is what every woman should look like. No, it's not. Come on. And would you really subject yourself to something that only 37 people in Mexico and Costa Rica have decided to do, to have them aim a laser into your eye for 20 seconds? When there are people here that say, you know what, this could be a big problem here, and you could be risking glaucoma. Think about all of the other incredible medical inventions that have come down the road in the past, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 years that promised all kinds of goodies, and they didn't deliver on it. And it turned out to be a pretty risky proposition for those that decided to embark on it. So what's the moral of the story here? Don't chase perfection when perfection really isn't worth chasing anyway. Just be happy with what you are. And with me, I already have blue eyes, so it's easy for me to stand on my soapbox and tell you what to do. But seriously, risky surgery, risky procedures, for what? You are who you are. Look in the mirror, and you're pretty damn good. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.